The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We went back from Vegas for a couple of days. For those who don't know, buffets in Vegas are famous, right? I was embarrassed by a stranger at the buffet, and it had nothing to do with the amount of food on my plate. Let's discuss this Tuesday morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I am in line, and I have everything on my plate. I have corned beef hash. I've got gravy. I've got biscuits. I've got a big salad, because I was craving salad. And the thing is somebody poured some gravy on my plate. One of the chefs there, it started to move toward my salad.
Uh-oh.
Now, you got to understand, I'm freaking out at this point because I don't like my food to touch.
Okay.
So it's starting
She's one of those people.
Mess in my head.
A little and segregated.
So, yeah, that's totally segregated. Only with food.
Only with food.
Only with food, okay? And I get my fork and my spoon, and I'm trying to separate everything as I'm standing there in the line waiting for my roast beef. And a man behind me says, obsessive compulsive much. Oh. I see you there trying to keep your food apart, and he's laughing at me the whole time.
He literally diagnosed you within 30 seconds.
Not even 30 seconds.
Hold
he's watching
on, this
me,
is
but
a stranger?
I'm a stranger because he's the guy behind me. He's like, the man behind me is like,
American,
ma'am, we're all trying to get some food here, and you're taking up space.
Exactly.
And you're taking your time.
At a buffet in America, we don't got time for all this. Like, you know, just slop it on there.
This food segregation.
Yeah, come on, dude.
Slap that meat on top. Of that corned beef hash,
exactly.
Ma'am, and you keep it moving.
It's all going in the same place. That's
it's
why I don't
not,
understand
no,
that whole
no.
your food can't touch theory, because it just doesn't make any sense
it
to me.
It tastes different. If my roast beef touches my cucumber, which has a bit of ranch dressing on it, how in the world am I supposed to eat that?
I'm not going
to
challenge you because you're very culinary inclined. You're great. You're great when it comes to food.
I'm a good cook.
Yeah, good cook. Good.
All
good,
of it.
You might be better if you mixed your foods up.
No. Okay.
I'm not going to ever again, DJ Automatic. Are you ready for that life?
In a different way, but I think
you ready to go back to that single man life. Do you remember what the food tastes like before
me?
You know what? Hot pockets aren't that
Why
bad.
Why did you? That are horrible, dude.
You and Anthony can enjoy the Smuckers, okay? This afternoon, a little later, y'all can double date on that. How about that?
I don't think you're obsessive compulsive. I think you have only child tendencies. That is an only child tendency.
Wait, okay, let's break this right now. Who's listening that has this? Your food can't touch, and you're not an only child. It's not just only children.
I think Anthony's little theory holds water.
No. Come on, bro. You know, when you're getting food with your brothers and your sisters, you ain't
yeah,
got
you're
time
just going
there.
For it. You don't have time to separate.
Call us right now. 877-730-DCS1. Hurry, call or text now. Anthony A. National Day.
All right, let's go ahead and start with Wife Appreciation Day.
I appreciate you and your little quirks.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
10 seconds ago. We're going to roll the tape back, okay?
Around radio parts, we call them engineers, but in other fields, people have different names for them. So shout out to the IT professionals.
Hey.
We appreciate y'all fixing everything and telling us just to restart our computers.
Yeah, I love it. What's wrong with it? Just restart, Dana.
That's going to wrap it up on National Voter Registration Day.
Big deal. Go to vote.org and get registered. The election is coming up, I believe, 48 days from today. Let's get it done. Plus, it's Hispanic Heritage Month. Later on, I've got some information on Geronimo that might shock you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're about to drop the three lessons that rich people teach their kids so we can teach our children. And honestly, so we could practice them ourselves. But I'm going to tell you right now, after going through this, it's going to be hard. Because none of us are. Well, I think we practice some of it, but being disciplined enough, I don't know. It's
but are we only talking financially rich, right?
No, we're not. Anthony, I'm so glad you asked that question.
For me, I look at some people who have all the finances in the world and all the money they could dream of, and then they're hollow in other places. Like, growing up, I had a good friend who tragically lost his father and then his stepfather, but like had every video game system, every toy.
In your mind, they were rich.
They were financially
monetarily.
He was set, but he was empty in other places, right? And then it led to like a different thing. It's getting more darker than I anticipated. But my thing is that you could be financially rich and poor in other aspects.
So let me tell you, let's start then with this particular tip. Here on a Dana Cortez Show, I want you to turn your radio, because it's not the money that makes you happy. It's the freedom that wealth offers you to choose your own path. And purpose is the ultimate success.
I don't know.
Period.
There's a couple things I could buy that would make me really, really happy.
Of course they would. But at the end of the day, without purpose, rich, poor, middle class, wherever you see yourself in life, if you have no purpose, you're not happy. Every person needs purpose in their life.
Like Anthony's friend, he had everything he wanted, but he had no purpose
because
he didn't
have
to work
purpose.
For anything.
Yeah, you got to have purpose in your life. Number two, choose prosperity over entertainment.
Ooh, so, that's a big one.
Okay, so if you spend your life seeking a good time, you'll always struggle your entire life financially. Wealthy people invest in ideas to solve problems. Okay, and the number one thing that rich people teach their children is to read more, watch less. Ooh. Why is that? Because when you watch other people, let's say you're watching your screen, you're watching YouTube, you're watching TV, whatever it is, you are allowing them to tell you what to think. You're not forming your own opinion. Pick one factual article a day, at the minimum, just to start, and pick one book a month. That's going to enlighten you.
It's going to do a lot more for you than scrolling through Instagram.
Oh, I know. That's right. But Instagram's fun. I'm not saying you have to quit that, but you have to add these things into your life if you really want to teach your kids so that, you know, we all want our children to have a better life than we do.
You got
to
make sure that you're not scrolling through a timeline and missing your life just because you're watching somebody else's pass by.
Amen.
And 99.9% of the time, it's all a front. The amount of people faking it on Instagram is alarming.
Let me run these down again real quick. These are the three lessons rich people teach their kids. Number three, it's not the money that makes you happy. It's the freedom that wealth offers you. Purpose is the ultimate success. Number two, choose prosperity over entertainment. I know you really want to go to that show or whatever. Ladies, you want that expensive designer bag. Don't buy it.
Save.
Wealthy people invest in ideas to solve problems. And finally, read more to develop your own opinions. Watch others tell you what to think less. Get yourself a factual article, pick one a day, and pick one book a month.
Read things objectively. Read it, process it, make sure it's true, and then develop your own thoughts.
And don't be afraid to reuse your towels once a week.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
In an emotional moment, Eminem recalls the moment he found out Tupac Shakur died, and we have the audio for you. Don't move. We're going to discuss. First, though, DJ Automatic celebrity birthdays.
We got Patrick Mahomes celebrating today and friend of the show, Bobby Lee.
All right. So first of all, I'm talking about Eminem, who's been in the game for decades and decades and decades. 4 decades now.
Crazy.
Okay. And a reporter asked him, where were you when Tupac Shakur died? What were you doing? Eminem was, I think he was a dishwasher.
He was a line cook, he said.
Okay. Take a listen.
Died. I was cooking. It was a sports bar, so there was a big TV screen, and we all just kind of watched it, just like, you know, just dazed. A lot of people that worked at the job that I worked at didn't understand Tupac or didn't understand the music, so we're looking at us like, what's wrong? What's the big deal? Get over it. And it's like, nah, this is a really f***ed up day. For the longest, I think anybody who has something to do with hip-hop and love the music was, it was a sense of mourning for a long time.
You can still feel the pain in his voice. You can still feel the shock in his voice.
I think everyone was shocked at that time, though, because Tupac had already survived the gunshots in New York. And so when he got shot in Las Vegas, I thought, oh, he'll be back. He'll bounce back in a couple days from now.
Because he was like a mythical creature. So, like, he can't die, right?
I remember watching television. I think it was MTV. It came on, and they said he had passed. And I was like, no. And I think that's part of the reason why people think that Tupac's still alive. Because you're right. He was a mythical figure.
You just couldn't understand how someone who had so much knowledge at that age could be killed at 25. It just doesn't make sense. When you're that age, you feel immortal. You don't understand death. I think Tupac did understand death, though. When I hear him speak, I feel like he had so much foresight, so much knowledge that it doesn't make sense that a man that age could speak the way he did.
He was for sure wiser than his years.
Almost prophetic to a certain extent. Do you remember where you were when Tupac passed? If you were alive, I mean, think about how many years it's been. There's people listening that weren't even on this earth. Are you a Tupac fan now? And maybe you were born after he passed. 877-730-DCS1. Call or text.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
A nursing home that houses mostly veterans is apologizing for hiring strippers to get a rise out of the men.
What
in the world is going on? Video has gone viral of some wheelchair-bound veterans rising to the occasion.
Nice, dude.
These women are dancing and showing the men a good time. One of them is writhing around on the floor, and she allowed one of the men to break the rules and actually touch her. in a very inappropriate place.
Did it raise his flag?
Yeah, man. Let me tell you, they are laughing and having fun. It's like a party.
The touching rule doesn't apply to all dance clubs. So we'll just leave it at that.
It wasn't a dance club. They went to the nursing home. Look at the video.
Well, yeah, then it's even, even more
the
reason.
The rules don't exist there,
even more reason to get VIP treatment right there. And shout out to those men and women who served this country.
Well, the nursing home had to apologize for dangerously raising the heart rates and blood pressure of the men. The guys became too enthusiastic and fiery, and they said next time they plan a party, they'll be a lot more cautious.
Now, my question is, can the strippers write this off on their taxes? Because it is kind of like, it is like charity work. It's like,
no, you're right. They didn't get any
dollars. Like you're donating cheeks to the Salvation Army.
Good joke, man.
Well, those guys are old, but they're not older than this cheese. So how long does it take for cheese to age and become good? I have no idea. There was an archaeology dig last week in Egypt that uncovered 2,600-year-old pots that contained 2,600-year-old cheese.
Ooh, you know that got a stink, dog.
Oh, yeah.
So it was called haram. The cheese is called that. And that cheese is edible.
Mm. You can eat 2,600-year-old cheese.
They say the older it is, the better it tastes. So this I wonder what this one tastes like.
This sounds like you're giving me some type of like hipster spill at like a little vegan restaurant about like, this is aged cheese from the Egyptians, dude.
The only person in this room that would try that would be you, automatic.
And maybe the strippers.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got something for them to try, both of them. How about ghost peppers? There's a new world record, ladies and gentlemen. A man from America set the record for eating 17 ghost peppers in 1 minute. Now, I do not have his name because he's still in the bathroom. this is an official Guinness Book of World Record for tackling down 17 different ghost peppers in 1 minute.
He should have eaten the cheese because it would have clogged him right up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, there is a way to make one another happy and have a long-term relationship. Couple married 43 years is going to give us the keys right now. I go last, DJ Automatic.
A private company has stuck the first moon landing in over 50 years. They're called Intuitive Machines. The spacecraft was called the Odysseus.
And wow.
Like I said, it was the first time since 1972.
What are we doing on the moon, though? Like, what's there's we're nothing
taking
up there.
We're taking pictures. We're proving all the flat earthers wrong. That's what we're doing.
But I know some people think that us going to the moon in the 60s and 70s was fake. I don't think it's fake. I'm just like, why are we there? Mm. We can't live there. It's just a big crater, a big hole in the...
don't know what we can do there at this point, Dana, okay? You know, they might have a hotel there by, 20...
I always think like we legitimately landed on the moon, but the fact that, like, if you go to West Texas, that could be like a fake moon landing over there, dog.
I talk about it because it looks just like everything they've shown on the video.
I'm flat and no water.
Yeah, dog.
All right, Anthony, what you got?
All right, in case you missed it, a neuroscientist claims that restaurants could be actually trying to trick you into eating more when they're giving you bread and booze before your meal. All right, so chips and salsa, breadsticks, all that stuff releases serotonin into your brain. And once you stop eating that to fulfill it more, you want more food.
Oh.
So there is a little method to that madness there. But keep on feeding me.
I was going to say, please don't stop giving me the chips and salsa before my meal, because that's one of my favorite parts. Oh, all right, man. So in case you missed it, there is a rumor that couples today can't stay together. Nobody wants to get married. Not true. Gen Z is actually getting married more than previous generations and younger. So David B. Shane on Instagram and TikTok goes around asking couples how they stay together, what they love most about each other. Take a listen to this couple who's been married 43 years. This is the wife's answers.
I don't have to talk to my husband and he knows what I want or what I need. He's always honest with me. He'll deal with me whatever mood I'm in.
All right, here comes the husband. Let's see if they're any different than hers.
Her intelligence, her understanding of me, and our love together.
And then the man and the woman both go on and they talk about communication. What was surprising is reading some of the comments saying, wait, they didn't say sexy time. They didn't say how hot she is. They didn't say how hot he is. And I started thinking, is that what we look at today in a person? I mean, I think you do, right? You're attracted to somebody.
I think that's all the initial stuff. But I think when you get further along in marriage.
43 years
of
marriage.
Yeah, you're not worried about how they look anymore. You're worried about how they treat you, how you communicate with them. There's different things that are way more important.
Why shouldn't you be worried about that from jump, though, DJ Automatic? From jump, how they treat you, how you get along?
43 years of marriage, you were married prior to social media.
Thanks.
So you really, didn't. have that misconception of that looks are that important when you got into your relationship.
I think looks were always important in relationships
but now
from the
it's
beginning.
Like heightened though, because now you got
to
broadcast
your love. It is. It's like we're all like competing with the person on Instagram who's got the filter on, and you don't even know if they have a filter or not. We're competing with perfection. I love your first response automatic. When you get to a certain age, you're not caring about what someone looks like. You're caring more about how they treat you and the connection you have. That should be the first thing, no matter what.
Your friendship slash companionship.
Exactly, because if you don't have that, I guarantee you the relationship is not going to work.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B has entered the chat when it comes to Tyla's beef with Halle Bailey at the MTV Movie Awards earlier last week, okay? We've got crazy audio of Cardi right now, so hold up first, though. DJ Automatic, famous people's birthdays.
We got Patrick Mahomes celebrating today and Bobby Lee.
Okay, so my girl Tyla won Best New Artist at the MTV VMAs. Behind her, Lil Nas X and Halle Bailey. Now, you have to understand, she's holding this award, which is bigger than she is. She hands it to Lil Nas X, and people said she was being rude to Halle Bailey. Oh my gosh. Cardi B said, hold on. This is my girl. Take a listen.
I just don't think that you guys understand how heavy those awards are. And also, I met Tyla in person. I'm 5'3", so I'm already like short. She's shorter than me, and no lie, she's shaped really beautifully, but she's very, very skinny. She has to weigh like 109 pounds.
Okay, Cardi's not kidding. We've held the Moon Men. And I don't even think they weigh 10 pounds. I think they weigh closer to 20 automatic. Am I lying?
They are pretty heavy. And
you and Anthony A were accused of stealing Jack Harlow's Moon Man.
We did get accused of stealing and stealing the little flag when in fact it was actually somebody from Jack Harlow's own camp that took it.
You know how heavy those things are. Okay, we're talking about Tyla, who's tiny. I am 5'2 on a good day. I'm a giant next to Tyla, okay? She's so small, so beautiful. And I started to think about the many things that we short people have to deal with on a daily basis. First of all, the top of the pantry is a mystery. I don't know what's up there. I have no idea. I have a stool in every room of the house. I'm not kidding. When I go to the grocery store without my husband, DJ Automatic, I can't get to that top shelf. That's why I like getting groceries delivered. And there's never a grocery store worker around, nowhere to be found when I need whatever the hell it is. Why y'all putting stuff up there anyway? And then finally, this is the worst thing ever. I almost fell into the washer at the house because I couldn't get the sock at the bottom of the washer and nobody was at home. And if I would have fallen in there, I could have died. So stop picking on Tyla. Short people problems. 877-730-DCS1. Call or text. Where are my ladies at?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We try to preach healthy eating here, but everybody's got to pull up to the fast food spot once in a while. Where is the healthiest burger you can find in a good old USA? We'll find out in food news. Time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
48 days until the election. It's National Voter Registration Day. Now, this is something that I think shocked everybody earlier this week. There was an assassination attempt on former President Trump by a deranged individual with a gun. We're better than that. We solve our problems by voting. This man should not even have had a gun. He had a history of mental illness and violence with guns prior. Please go to vote.org today and find out if you can get registered. We're better than this as a country. So before we move on, I do want to remind everybody that it is Hispanic Heritage Month. I did not know this. Did you know that the famous indigenous warrior Geronimo was born in Sonora, Mexico?
No.
Me either. So he spent his life trying to free his people and return to their nomadic lifestyle. I also did not know that he was a prisoner of war for decades, and the U.S. had him in fairs and at expos on display, human display. He died as a prisoner of war in 1909. And we've got to acknowledge and remember these things so that we do not repeat them. It's very important.
That's right.
All right, so DJ Automatic, let's move now to food news.
So Plush Care did a test of all the burgers that are out there, all the fast food burgers. And these are the four best for you. The Butterburger from Culver's, the McDonald's cheeseburger.
Ooh. What?
The let's Burger go. King cheeseburger. Okay. And then the Jack in the Box cheeseburger.
Dude, finally some history I can discuss.
Exactly. Yeah. But the burger that is the worst for you, the two worst burgers for you are the Whataburger jalapeno and cheese Whataburger, and then you also have Five Guys cheeseburger.
So you're telling
me... Wait, I thought these were healthy burgers.
Well, I'm saying these are the worst ones for you. I already told you the best ones, and I'm telling you the worst ones for you.
So you're saying that McDonald's is healthy for me.
Yes.
That's what I'm getting at.
You heard
that's
it what here according on the Dana Cortez Show.
According to PlushCare.com, they say that McDonald's is now the healthiest fast food place.
That's what I'm taking away from all of this.
this today,
you know,
all right?
Dude? Kids are looking at their mom. I told you, take me to get Happy Meal, Mama, after school. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick it off with National IT Professionals Day. Shouting out all the IT professionals in the workplace and in the radio parts. We call them our engineers. So salute to y'all.
You said this earlier, but I have to repeat it. How many times have you called IT or something and they're like, just restart
just turn the computer off and on, dude. Just restart it. And let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Wife Appreciation Day.
Oh, automatic. I'm your wife. Is there anything? Look, we have a real life husband here live in the studio. Is there anything you can talk about that you appreciate of me, your wife?
I love your kindness. I love that you love me because we're best friends. And there's even a little part of me that loves your nagging because I think it has made me a better person.
Oh, there it is, dude.
You see?
You know how hard that was to say?
Are you practicing? Is this reverse psychology?
Why'd you have to tell
I'm
her?
I'm stunned. I'm absolutely stunned.
Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.